Radio.com presents stories of mystery and intrigue, espionage and suspense. Hear tales of ticking time bombs, mysterious crime scenes, and cloak and dagger action. This is Relic Radio Thrillers. Welcome back to Relic Radio Thrillers. Thanks for joining me this Friday. We'll hear this week from The Man Called X, a series that debuted over CBS stations in 1944. Ended in 1952, by that time it had moved again to NBC. It flip-flopped back and forth a couple times. Over 200 episodes were produced. Our story today is from January 27th, 1951. It's titled, Mr. X Rides the Orient Express. Here's The Man Called X.
Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find The Man Called X.
Within the apartment on the second floor at Ostraplatz 7 in Stuttgart, Germany, all was quiet, ominously quiet, as two men moved softly along the corridor, stopped, and listened intently outside the door.
Well, Monsieur Filson?
I'll try the door, Inspector.
Look, our Belby's gone then, huh?
Maybe.
Okay, Giro, let's hit the door. But remember, we want him alive.
Oui, je comprends.
Okay, now.
Now, here's Delphine.
Hold
the window.
Hold it. Don't.
Oh, why the devil did you do that?
He was trying to get away, Delphine. You saw for yourself.
Oh, well, let's take a look at him.
Zardo.
What's that?
Zardo. Friday, Orient Express. Orient.
Well, Thurston?
Yes, he's dead.
Ah, yes. Très bien. There goes the last of the saboteurs, the spies, the traitors we have been after. It is a time for congratulations, Thurston.
You're as fast with conclusions as you are with your gun, Inspector.
Huh?
You heard what he said, didn't you?
Oh, he? I heard. Zardo. Friday, Orient Express. Delirious mutterings of a dying man. They mean nothing. No, no. Our job is over.
You're wrong, Inspector.
Pardon?
Our job has just begun.
Did you say Zardoff, Ken?
That's right, Chief. What do we know about him?
He's the dirtiest international agent in the business. Wanted by at least a dozen of the United Nations for sabotage, treason, revolution.
Yeah, that's all right, but what do we know about Zardoff?
I just told you. Oh, yes. Yes, you're right, Ken. Everything we've learned is hearsay. We haven't any background, no description. Come to think of it, we don't even know Zardoff's sex.
Chief, do me a favor. Get together all the dope you can about Inspector Giro, French military intelligence.
Giro? Well, he's the man you worked with in Stuttgart.
Yeah. He's also a little too fast with a gun.
What?
You'll be hearing from me, Chief. So long.
You are wasting your time, Monsieur Gaston. Even if Zardoff was connected in some way with this affair, why should he risk traveling on the Orient Express, huh?
The express goes from Stuttgart to Bucharest via Munich. And Vienna, a nice direct route to behind the Iron Curtain.
Ah, and you believe you can stop him before he gets there?
I'm going to take a crack at it.
Very well, Thurston. But you might keep this in mind. You have absolutely no personal knowledge regarding Zardoff. But I am certain Zardoff knows all about the man called X. I do not think I would care to face the odds that you will face aboard that train.
Monsieur Thurston, car 2, compartment B.
Thanks.
We are due to depart in 3 minutes, monsieur, and the Orient Express always leaves...
Monsieur!
Oui, mademoiselle, what is...
That stupid porter, he refuses to take my trunk into my compartment.
You wish your trunk in your compartment, mademoiselle?
Oui.
But I'm afraid all the baggage has already been checked through. Oh. We do not have time.
Oh, we've got 3 or 4 minutes, conductor. I think it might be managed for mademoiselle. Don't you?
Well, monsieur. Merci. I'm certain that we can manage it somehow. If you will just follow me, please, mademoiselle.
You have been most kind, monsieur.
I'm glad I could help, miss.
I am Hetty Stephan. I am so grateful.
Miss Stephan, well, my name's Ken Thurston. If you really want to thank me, perhaps you'll join me later for a drink in the dining house.
I shall be delighted, Mr. Thurston. Now, if you will excuse me, I shall see about that trunk.
Mm-hmm. Some luscious lollipop.
What?
Hello, Mr. Test.
Thank
you. Here I am, Mr. X, ready to offer you my invaluable services.
What are you doing here? Where's Fago?
Oh, that noble cousin of mine had an accident. He got drafted or something.
Too bad. So long.
Oh, Mr. Test.
So long, Fago.
Oh, Mr. Test.
Hello, Inspector.
What? Oh, Monsieur Felton.
Yes. Glad you to come to see me off.
As a matter of fact, monsieur, I too will be traveling aboard the Orient Express.
That's a quick switch.
Pardon, monsieur? Oh, you refer to Zalba. You are quite wrong. I am going to Munich on other business.
Well, this is a break for me, Thurston, sharing this compartment with another American. I guess Jim Wilson just wasn't cut out for traveling in foreign territory.
You here on business, Mr. Wilson?
Well, you might call it that. I've been visiting shoe factories over here. That's my line. I've been studying production style. Maybe picking up an idea or two. You know how it goes.
Yeah, sure.
I thought I was all finished last week, and I sold myself a bill of goods. Decided to make sure there weren't any factories I'd missed in Eastern Europe. But the truth of the matter is, ever since I was a kid, I've had the yen to ride the Orient Express. I just had to find out if it was as romantic and adventurous as the movies made it out to be.
How have you found it?
Thurston, I've been bored stiff all the way from Paris. Not a spy or a foreign agent or one of those femme fatales in the carload. Why, there's no more excitement aboard this train than on the milk run from Peoria to Chicago. If something...
Wilson, those were shots.
Shots, but where?
Next compartment, come on.
Sure thing.
Please, don't shoot. Don't shoot. I'll go, but don't shoot.
What? Vega.
Mr. Thurston, help. She's trying to shoot me, kill me, make me dead even.
By golly, Thurston, she does have a gun.
What's going on here, Miss Stephan?
If you know this animal, Mr. Thurston, suppose you ask him for an explanation.
Well, Vega?
I did it all for you, Mr. Thurston. I couldn't let you take this trip without me to protect you, so I got on board. Could I help it if I got in the wrong compartment by mistake?
By mistake? What kind of an excuse
is
that?
It's true. And the little lady looked so lonesome, I could see right away that she needed company. How was I to know she gets so mad just because I tried to hold her hand?
Hold my hand.
Well, maybe I did get a little impressed to her. But I was only... Oh, Mr. Thurston, why are you looking at me like that? Mr. Thurston? Oh, you know something, Miss Stephan? Maybe you should have shot me after all.
You know, Ken, I am not at all certain I should be having a drink with you.
Why not, Heidi?
I think perhaps you are a very dangerous man for me to know.
You do?
Yes. I am not at all certain how safe it is for me to be acquainted with an enemy of Zardoz.
Yeah. How much did Dagon tell you?
Only enough to whet my curiosity. He had other things on his mind.
Yeah.
Would you care to tell me more?
Suppose you tell me something first.
Then what is it that you wish to know?
Why are you so touchy about your trunk, Heidi?
My trunk?
You wanted it in your compartment. You wouldn't even come here to have a drink with me until I persuaded Zagon to stay there and watch it. Why?
There is nothing so mysterious about that, Kim. All my personal belongings, everything I possess is in that trunk.
That's the partial answer.
It is a most complete one to a person like me. A homeless wanderer on the face of the earth. No permanent address, no family.
The war, Heidi?
Yes, Ken. It was not too easy in Germany for anti-Nazis. I'm not finding it too easy for myself now.
You have only yourself to blame for that, Heidi.
Carl.
Yeah? So you still remember me?
Yes. Yes, I remember you, Carl. Mr. Thurston, this is Dr. Carl Schmidt. Carl, Mr. Ken Thurston.
Yeah, Thurston?
Doctor.
I happened to overhear your conversation, Heidi, and I cannot help but remind you of the advice I gave some 10 years ago. Do you still remember that also?
Oh, I remember that very well. You said that the average man would avoid much trouble if he would pay attention only to his own business and not to politics.
Exactly. The ideas, the ideologies of a nation are best left to those few most qualified to judge.
Oh, sounds like what the Nazis sold to Germany, Doctor. It didn't work then. It won't work today.
Nonsense, Herr Thurston. The average man is like a stupid sheep. It takes a superior person to tell him what to think, how to act.
Mr. Thurston! Mr. Thurston! This train is filled with crooks, with murderers, with killers, even.
Wait a minute, Sagan. What's all this excitement about?
They tried to kill me, murder me. They even knocked me subconscious.
Well, who did? Where?
All I know, I was in the compartment, and all of a sudden, the roof falls in.
My trunk, Thurston. What about my trunk?
Huh?
Has anything happened to it? Is it all right?
Your trunk? Who knows? It's gone.
I tell you, the compartment door was locked, Mr. Church. Nobody was in there with even whammo. The trunk was gone.
Oh, pipe down, Zego. Now, here we are.
Yes.
Well, Zego?
No, I absolutely refuse to believe it. It's nothing but an optical confusion.
Is it your trunk, Heidi?
Yes, it is mine, Ken.
But it can't be. Why should some joker want to slug me, take the trunk away, and then bring it back?
Better open it, Heidi.
Open it?
Yeah. Maybe somebody was after your valuables.
Well, there is nothing of value inside to anyone but me. Look, look, I will prove it to you.
Like someone gave you a present.
It's Zardov. That's who it is. That no good Zardov.
No, Zego. That's the body of an inspector in the French military intelligence. Emil Giraud.
Alone,
Monsieur. That's right, Conductor. Come in. What goes on now?
Mademoiselle's compartment shall remain locked, Monsieur Thurston. All of you must consider yourselves under arrest. When we reach Munich, this car will be sidetracked in the yard and the military police will take over.
You're fine.
Mister, I can't help you.
Mister, what is that?
Maybe we're going to find out. All right, Wilson, hold it.
Thanks for coming to the rescue, Thurston. I guess I'm not as young as I used to be. This guy almost got away.
What is the meaning of all these messages?
I came by and caught him trying to jimmy his way into Miss Stephan's compartment.
How about it, Dr. Schmidt?
This statement is preposterous. I was standing here knocking on the door. I merely wish to speak with Miss Stephan.
He's talking through his hat, Thurston. He was trying to force that lock. You ask me, he looks like a plenty good suspect to question about that murder.
Murder? You do not mean that Heidi was... Where is she? Where is Heidi?
Bateson and I will join them. I should like some logical answer for your conduct.
Good idea. So I don't think you'll get the answer we need.
No? And what is that, Monsieur?
How the person who killed Giro got into that locked compartment. Unless he was using a trainman's keys.
I keep on telling you, Mr. X, I don't know how nobody got in that compartment.
You must have been plenty busy not to have noticed when somebody came in.
Busy? What could I be busy about in a tiny little joint like that?
Trying to open Heidi's trunk.
Why, that's ridiculous. Why should I do anything like... How did you know?
Well, did you get it open?
Sure, it was a thing. And you know what I found when I opened that thing, Mr. X?
Nothing. It was empty.
That's right. It was empty. It... Mr. Thurston?
Just one of those days, Vagon. Hunches are clicking.
Boy, I should have hunches like that. I'd be at Hialeah. Not someplace where spies like this Zardo go around murdering people in trunks. Believe me, I... Oh.
Ken.
Oh, it's only that little Viennese Wiener Schnitzel.
Come in, Heidi. They all through giving you the third degree?
Are there only three of them? I could have sworn there were at least a dozen. That's why I'm here, Ken. Would you mind buying a poor, browbeaten little girl a drink?
Ha! Huh, what a question. We'd be happy to, eh, Mr. Thurston?
I'd be happy to, Vagon.
Huh? Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Boy, what a life. Somebody shoots at me, somebody conks me, and I haven't even made one last cent. All I got to spend is time. Cooped up in compartments yet. And not even with nobody to talk to.
That is where you are wrong, Dr. Smith.
Oh, it's only you, Dr. Smith. For a minute, I thought it was... Hey, what are you doing with that gun?
It is just to make certain that you do not lose your desire to talk.
Talk? What are we talking about?
Many things, Dr. Smith. Inspector Giraud, Prado, the man called X.
I feel that I should propose a toast to you, but I am not certain how to phrase it.
Oh, don't let that stop you.
Your being aboard this train has already affected my life. But I do not know if it is for good or for evil.
What's your guess?
I know what I should like to think, but being a Nazi has taught me the truth in the old saying about appearances being deceiving.
Yeah? Like carefully guarded trunks that hold nothing inside.
Or like a man who would win a girl's heart only to trade it in for an agent named Zardoz.
You have a habit of getting around to him, haven't you, Heidi?
Ken, if you will see that I am not delayed in Munich because of the trunk and Inspector Giraud, I will help you get the person that you seek.
No promises, Heidi.
All right. Then join me in my toast to empty trunks and Zardoz.
Like we might be pulling into Munich.
We are, Wilson.
Well, a sidetrack is here, huh?
That's right. The military police will take over.
Well, by golly, I was hoping for some excitement aboard this train, but murder's a little more than I bargained for. Giraud was a friend of yours, wasn't he?
I knew him.
Too bad. I wish there's some way that I could express my sympathy to you.
Boy, am I glad to see you, Mr. Thurston. I've been looking all over the train for you.
What's up, Vagon?
I got a message for you from that pretty Heidi Patuti. He wants to meet you in the vestibule going to the next car.
She tell you why?
Oh, something screwy about drinking toast, empty trunks, and some kind of a promise. Wake up, Mr. S. Please, wake up.
What is going on? Vega.
You, who else? I phoned you out in the vestibule, subconscious, and pulled you out into this next car. Oh, what happened anyways, Mr. S? Did that Heidi dame slip you a couple of Mickeys in the drink?
Nothing. It's stuck with them. That was a... So that's what they were after.
Huh?
My wallet and passport. They're gone. Wait, they're picking up speed.
Sure, they're pulling out of Munich. They already sidetracked the old car.
What?
Well, lucky for you, I put you in this car, or you'd be stuck back there, too. Good work, huh, Mr. S?
There's only one thing wrong with it. Zardoz still aboard that car in Munich.
I can assure you, Herr Conductor, that there will be an investigation into these high-handed methods of yours. There's absolutely no excuse for holding me here in this car at Munich, at a railroad yard.
Need I remind you that there has been a murder, Dr. Schmidt?
Well, maybe two of them, Conductor. Unless Miss Steffen can explain what happened to Ken Thurston.
I have already explained, Mr. Wilson, that Ken Thurston was not there when I arrived at the vestibule.
When the military police get here, they will investigate that also. Meanwhile, we shall remain here until... They must be boarding the car now.
Believe me, Herr Conductor, you will live to regret this action of yours.
What makes you think so, Doctor?
Oh, Ken!
And don't forget me, folks. Give me on the spot there.
Oh, Ken, what happened to you? Why were you not there when I come to meet you?
Somebody got there first, Heidi. When I woke up, I was on my way to Vienna.
To Vienna? But, monsieur, then how do you account for your presence here?
An old train man like yourself should have that figured out, Conductor. There are emergency cords on these trains.
You said it. We got action, but fast.
I don't get it, Thurston. You said somebody knocked you out?
That's right.
But why?
I think we'll find the explanation in Dr. Schmidt's pocket.
It might... What are you talking about, Herr Thurston?
My wallet and papers, Doctor. You took them when you slugged me. Back there in the vestibule.
Are you mad? I do not know what you are talking about.
No, let's take a look.
You will not look at anything, Thurston. Look out, monsieur.
Not so fast with that gun, Doctor.
Oh, thanks, Wilson.
I didn't know I still had it in me.
I'm afraid I do not understand, Monsieur Thurston. What is this all about?
It adds up pretty easily, Conductor. If Schmidt wanted to get back into Vienna and didn't have any papers...
But of course, Ken. He was an ex-Nazi on the wanted list of the War Crimes Commission. So he stole your papers.
Yes, but only the second choice. His first plan involved your cooperation, Heidi, and an empty trunk.
What are you saying?
With the trunk in your compartment, you get a quick okay by customs at the border. Then, if you could smuggle the doctor into it before they ask for his papers... Only Inspector Giro showed up in the trunk.
So that's it. Well, that makes sense, all right, Thurston.
Sure, he didn't fool me with the doctor routine. That's why I gave him a lot of phony dope about you, Mr. X. I knew all the time he was that no-good spy, Dardo.
Sorry, Zagon.
Huh? But it couldn't be that little lad to sleep Heidi.
No. The person who knew him knew how to get into Heidi's compartment and knock you out when the door was locked.
I believe we discussed the question of keys a bit earlier, Monsieur.
Yeah, but we didn't discuss the fact that there was another door, the connecting door leading to the adjoining compartment. Our compartment, Wilson.
Ours? But no one could have gotten in that way. I was in there all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
I think you've been reading too many dime novels about the Orient Express, Thurston. If you're suggesting that this Zardoff character could possibly be me...
I'm not suggesting anything, Wilson. I'm sure of it. You got panicky when Giro came aboard. You shot him and stuffed him into Heidi's trunk.
Ridiculous. Besides, how could you prove that anyone is Zardoff? He's a man of mystery. There's no description, no means of identifying.
You're right. But we don't have to get you as Zardoff. We can get you for murder. And the gun you used on Giro will give us the proof.
I see. I don't suppose you could have reference to this one, Thurston.
Mr. X!
You will please drop that gun. At once.
I'm afraid not, Conductor. It's my ticket to freedom.
I'm sorry I underestimated you, Thurston. I won't do it again. The next time we meet, I'll know better. I promise you.
He's getting your name, Mr. X.
Stay here, all of you.
Try following me, Thurston, I warn you.
You can't get away, Sardo. The military police are coming down the line now.
There's more than one direction to go. Go on, Thurston.
Look out, Wilson. That switch engine. You're running right into it.
Boy, what that engine did to him.
Yep. They just won't learn, Zager.
Huh?
The Zardoff of this world. They keep on trying to get away with their phony Americanism. Well, if we're going to survive, we'd better open our eyes to them. All of us. Before it's too late.
That's our story for today. If you want to find more from The Man Called X, past episodes of this podcast, all the other shows, our Shoutcast stream, and our donate button, visit RelicRadio.com. Click on that donate button if you enjoy this and all the podcasts. It's how all of this is made possible. Thank you, as always, to those who have. Thanks for joining me today. Talk again next Friday with another episode of Relic Radio Thrillers. Relic Radio Thrillers is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.